Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Hey, it's Wednesday, January 13th. We're here at Grace Tabernacle today to share with you an exciting new ministry we're looking forward to. God has birthed and He's bringing to Grace Tabernacle. And I have with me today my dear friend, Brian Hill. And Brian, his better half, Karen, is sitting over there. You can't see her. But they are just precious to us as a church family and precious to Pam and I. And we thank God for them. So, Brian, say hello to everybody out
there. Hey, hello, everybody. Great to be here. So good to share with you today and with Pastor.
Well, Brian's on our worship team, so you'll see him on the platform often. He's playing the guitar. In fact, he's taken on a big endeavor to try to teach me how to play guitar. And so I don't know if he knew what he's getting into, but we're moving forward. He's a great teacher and a great friend. But today we want to introduce to you something that's probably unfamiliar to 99% of you, and it's called the Harp and Bowl Ministry. And Brian, talk to people out there right now and tell them what in the world is Harp and Bowl Ministry.
Well, to some it might be familiar. They may have heard it before, and maybe others have never heard it before. The model was developed by Mike Bickle, who's the founder of the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And it basically, in its simplest form, harp and bowl is music and prayer mixed together. Mm-hmm. If you remember, Pastor, in Revelation it talks about John's vision, where he saw the vision of the throne of God, mm-hmm. and the four creatures and the 24 elders, and those that were around the throne there, they had a harp and they had a golden bowl of incense.
Okay.
And that incense is the prayers of the saints. Mm-hmm. So what we basically try to do is we try to engage people with the intercessors, the prayer intercessors, with the musicians, and mingle it together, the music and prayers together. And it kind of it facilitates an atmosphere where the Spirit of God is invited in and moving among the people and giving those that are there an opportunity to share in their gift, mm-hmm. as they share in this, what God is leading them to do.
That, to me, is fascinating, because we've been talking about going deeper with God into worship, and somehow over the years the church and at large has said, well, worship is singing three hymns or three choruses or whatever, and then we preach and so forth. But this is, it's like, goes back to King David, what we were talking about.
Yes.
Before, how he broke the mold of the old way,
yes.
of traditional worship, and brought in a whole different way of worship. So it's like reestablishing the tabernacle of David, isn't it?
It is. And if you remember from that description that we find it's in First Chronicles, I believe.
Yeah,
where he talks about King David, he actually hired 288 singers and 4,000 musicians.
Wow.
So they took this model to, I guess you would say this was the beginning of that model.
Yeah, the origin, right.
The origin of that model, and that continued 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
24-hour worship. People would come and go, and they would be singers and professional musicians, and everybody get to interact and join in through prayers. I mean, a whole different way of worship.
Yeah, it's more of a spontaneous, mm-hmm. worship, where people might be singing in the Spirit. They may be prophesying in the Spirit. And those types of things can be intermingled into the music as well. Mm-hmm. Typically, it would go like this. As an example, the worship leader would begin with a song, and then at some point in that song, it may be through the chorus or wherever, they may focus on a particular word or phrase in that chorus and just reiterate it. Mm-hmm. And then those people that would be there would respond. The intercessors who are in prayer would be praying, interceding with in response to that particular mm-hmm. line in the chorus.
It's kind of a contagious thing, really, if you get involved in it. You know, I mean, like you're saying, that all different kinds of things can happen. I notice when you get around people that are very strong in the prophetic gift and prophecy, you have more of a tendency to prophesy.
Right.
If you get around somebody with a very evangelistic anointing, you have a more tendencies to evangelize. And so this creates an atmosphere where the Spirit of God can be contagious to everybody there.
Yes.
And everybody can play a part.
Exactly. And again, the whole focus or the goal is to draw into a more intimate relationship with God. Mm. Again, we talked about this earlier, this word, antiphonal. Mm. You find that in this model, it lends itself to the opportunity for that type of prayer and worship together. Again, we find that in Revelation, where the 24 elders are around the throne. And if you read down through there, I think it's a little further in chapter 6, where they sang the song, "Holy, Holy, Holy." Well, I had always thought about that as like a choir.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You know, lifting up the name, "Holy, Holy," you know, being all in one. But I want to just kind of give you the idea that maybe it wasn't like that. Maybe it was what they call antiphonal, where it was 24 of these the elders around the throne, and one is going, "Holy, holy, holy, mm-hmm. holy," in response mm-hmm. to the Lord.
So that's a picture of heavenly worship.
Yes,
this is absolutely. The worship that is perfect, that God mm-hmm. likes, that God designs, that He wants coming out of us. And that's breaking the mold from what we've been used to most of our lives, you know. So this is where we have to be open to learn new things and allow God to lead us into this new territory. So
yeah, Karen and I have been involved in that type of worship in the past, and so we just thought maybe, you know, if we had the opportunity to introduce it here.
Absolutely, yeah, the opportunity. And I'm excited about that. I didn't know you had this knowledge and experience that both of you could bring this here to Grace mm-hmm. Tabernacle. We actually had this going for a while at the beginning, mm-hmm. And then it drifted away, and you got to have the right leaders to come in and take it to this level, because this is a whole different level of worship. And you have a wonderful gift, Brian, of making people feel relaxed. You did in the last soaking session, you really introduced us to harp and bowl.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely amazed and astounded at your ability to do that. So God's blessed you with a great ability to do that. Plus, he's a good guitar teacher as well, puts me at ease. But so I'm looking forward to this. And so we're going to be doing this in the near future.
Yes.
Yeah. And go ahead. And we're going to, not exactly the date yet or.
Well, typically we're looking at the second Friday of the month, and we may start off with the first Friday of the month, and then we might go to the first Friday and then the fourth Friday.
Okay,
we'll see.
It's something's got to catch on.
Yeah.
People have to come in and learn to relax before the Lord mm-hmm. and allow the Spirit of God to maybe use them in a way that they haven't been used before. But it's usually a small, nice, intimate setting.
It is.
And I've been blessed every single time prophetically by hearing the Spirit of the Lord speak to me through the song or through the chorus or through someone's prayer. Mm-hmm. There has not been a time I haven't been blessed by that. So we want to invite you to come out to this. So when you hear the next harp and bowl, we'll announce it in church. We want you to come and be a part of it and be open. Let the Spirit of God lead you. Let God encourage your heart and show you something new. So, Brian, the moments we have left, would you just look into that camera there and talk to the folks and pray for them?
Okay.
Be open to something new that God wants
yeah,
to do.
And I just want to add to that too. Feel free to come. And if you're, I don't want anyone to ever feel intimidated, like they have to pray out loud. It's not a setting like that. If you just want to come and draw into the presence of the Lord, I want you to feel free to be able to do that as well. So let's just pray for those that would have an opportunity to come.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
We just thank you for your work and your ministry, how that you draw us in close to you. And it is your desire that we do that. God, we just use this model to create, to facilitate an atmosphere where you can move among your people. I pray that you would bring those that really need to be drawn into you and close to you in this setting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, we are thankful that Brian's here to help us in this particular area of Harp and Bowl, a whole new ministry for us. And I think it's great in 2021 that God wants to do something new in our life. You know, we never want to become too familiar with the things of God, or familiar even with church, or even become too familiar with your pastors, your leaders. You need to always have an anticipation that there's always more. There's always something new. There's always something else that God has for us. And he's trying to draw us into something. And then I know in 2021, it's critical that we keep our focus on God and not all the craziness that's going on in the world
now. That's so true.
And so I think right now this particular ministry is a God-ordained thing to help us to get focused on God and know how to maintain that focus when all the world's going to hell in a handbasket. You know,
yes.
We need to be focused on God. And it really, really is a great thing. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen's here. And I'm glad you're here. And we look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Grace Tabernacle, where we continue the series, The Song of Solomon. And I look forward to seeing you then. We love you, and God bless you. Bye-bye till then.